Hello?
Oh, hi, Chad.
Yes?
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. I know you guys are calling to get a payment, but I've been talking with Gail about a call next week to see if we're going to continue to use your service.
I see. Okay, so I need to give you some options because if you recall in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 16th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So currently there's a $299 past due balance on the account, and I can't even cancel an account with a past due balance if you did come to that decision.
Okay, well, you guys need to get – part of the whole issue is you guys need to talk with Gail because she's our rep. You guys had a call set up to tell me all this kind of stuff, and you guys missed all the calls. And the next day called the wrong numbers and missed them all again. So we were supposed to have like it's not my e-signature. It was someone else. So I explained that that person is no longer with the company, and we were supposed to go through all this kind of stuff, and you guys missed all the calls. So Gail had said, okay, well, we're going to give you a month free because we messed everything up. And then each time that I have something set up, someone else calls from the company on a different day with a different agenda, and it's very unorganized and been very frustrating. So, and basically we've been paying for stuff that isn't even working. And then when we try to resolve it, you guys missed all the calls that we were supposed to resolve. So then she said, we're giving you a free month, and spoke to management or whatever about giving a free month. So that can be the $299 that you're talking about. And then I told her we're supposed to talk next week and figure out the next step from there.
I see. Okay, so
basically, you guys don't
question.
Communicate. You have a company full of a bunch of people. Nobody communicates. It's gotten to be quite a mess and quite frustrating. And so rather than calling me, because what I do is I talk to a different person, and it goes into thin air of what we talked about and what the plan was. So I've made it clear that I just want to talk with Gail. She can explain the whole thing. And then I'll say this, and I'll have a conversation, and we'll agree to call with Gail, and then an hour later, someone else will call me from your company trying to tell me all this new stuff again. So it's been very frustrating.
I see. Well, Gail should have told you that she doesn't do client interviews. Maybe that's why you're getting calls from someone else. All
ma'am,
she does
ma'am,
is sign up
nope,
new clients.
Nope, ma'am, okay.
Yeah.
Why don't you call her, and why don't you guys get your story straight? That's not accurate. So
I
realize that she doesn't do the onboarding. Ma'am, I don't have time to talk about it right now. Your company has, it's been an absolute disaster to try to deal with anybody. And Gail knows all the thing. And I realize that someone else does onboarding. Someone else does Facebook ads. Someone else does XYZ. It had nothing to do with her. It had to do with you guys called the wrong, did I just miss the exit?
Can I ask you two things? Cause I understand your frustration, but number
no,
one, I wanted
because
to
you're,
ask you.
Because you're trying to, I missed it, God damn it. Now I just missed my answer.
Oh.
Man, I can't talk about this right now. This is exactly what it is. Call Gail, and she can explain the whole situation to you, but I'm not going to
keep I'll call her, but I wanted to ask you what's going on with the phone number 0027, because when I called that number earlier, there is a recording that says, thank you for calling Core 4 Roofing. And then, thank you for calling Core 4 Roofing. It doesn't even allow me to leave a message. So all of the notes on the account say that this
ma'am,
is the number to reach you. At. Mm-hmm.
Ma'am.
It's bad timing, huh?
It's bad timing every time you guys call, because when we actually have calls set up, you guys don't do uphold your end of the agreement on what we're supposed to have called. Then what you guys do is right after I talk to someone and think that I have it straightened out, someone else from the company calls and tries to give me the same spiel like you're doing. So no one there communicates with each other. You guys are a large company. Your customer service is absolutely 100% horrible. And so I had a long talk with Gail yesterday to explain that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but no one fixed it. It's just the same thing. So
did you see the site we built you by chance?
Core4construction.net? That's not even the right. I can't do this right now. Okay. You guys.
Okay.
You
no
can
problem.
Call Gail. You can call Gail, and then you guys can work it out, and she can be my contact.
Okay, I'll put a note on here. No problem. Have a good rest of your day. Okay, bye.